Paranormal News Insider from ParanewsInsider.com. Presented by RandarkConspiracy.com.
What the hell league you been playing in?
California Penal.
Never heard of it. Well, how'd you end up playing there?
Stole a car.
Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for July 15th, 2013. Encrypted news, the Loch Ness Monster may soon be discovered. A new pioneer of research is setting out to find this elusive beast. His name? Charlie Sheen. Yes, that Charlie Sheen. The same guy from Major League, Two and a Half Men, and Anger Management has stated he will launch an expedition via his Twitter account. However, I think this endeavor is doubtful, and it's just another drunken stupor comment. In UFO news, UFO reports are on the rise in many parts of the world. One area, South Africa, is no exception. Dozens of reports are turned in weekly, and mass sightings, which are sightings of a single or group of UFOs by many people, are also on the rise. Being that South Africa has a weak military presence, experimental aircraft have usually been ruled out. But could it be just nerves or even expectations that are on the rise? Despite this report of an increase in sightings, there is little physical evidence to support these sightings. And in ghost news, an odd story straight out of a television show. A woman called police to state she was having visions associated with a murder case of an 11-year-old boy. She was allowed to join investigators and apparently found the partially buried body of the child by walking right up to it. Police had apparently searched the area before and did not spot the body. Investigators are calling this extremely bizarre, and Riverside County Sheriff's Detective John Powers stated he was blown away with how the woman was able to find the body so easily. Benjamin Radford, former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, has his own theory about how the woman was able to seemingly easily find this body, but he's writing an article about it, and I was unable to get his answer in time for this broadcast. Either way, it is likely the woman may have had access to more information than what is led to believe. The boy's older brother has been taken into custody, and charges of murder will soon be filed. And in other news, conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, the Iowa Paracon takes place July 19th and 20th in Maxwell, Iowa. The Dixie Ghostland Paracon 2013, July 27th and 28th in Aiken, South Carolina. The Mid-South Paranormal Convention 2013, August 2nd to the 4th in Louisville, Kentucky. The MI Paracon 4, August 9th through the 10th in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And Ghosts, Golden Horseshoe Occult Studies and Technology Symposium, August 9th through the 11th in Stevensville, Ontario, Canada. Pensacola Paracon, August 17th and 18th in Pensacola, Florida. And the Fox Cities Paracon, August 24th in Appleton, Wisconsin, rounds out the ghost events in July and August. And coming next weekend is the 44th Annual MUFON Symposium, July 18th through the 21st in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, just let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And to see my full list of events, please visit ParanewsInsider.com and click on the Events tab at the top. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on SharkRadioNetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.